I'm going stitch A, so let me explain it while you're breathing. And then quit breathing so we can go. You better be a fast learner or you can't play here. Everybody listen. I don't want anyone messing this up again. Nobody. Ready on the ball. There you go.
To be a good coach, you have to listen. And for all those years, John Gruden and Bill Callahan, and then I've been around a lot of good offensive line coaches with Howard Mudd and Jim McNally. You have to learn every day. You have to, at the same time you're learning, you're implementing these things that you do learn, that you do like, that do fit your system. And as long as you do a good job and continue to grow that way, you'll grow as a coach and your team will get better.
You got a master's in education. You just didn't go for the four-year degree, but has it come in handy?
You know, growing up, I was going to be a teacher and a high school coach. And when I graduated from college, Randy Walker gave me an opportunity to be a graduate assistant at Miami of Ohio, where I graduated from. And from that point on, you know, I just continued my teaching on the field as opposed to in the classroom.
What you want to do is you want to set down with your left hand and hit set with this one.
You got to have strong convictions as a coach.
A guy that really implanted that in me was Al Davis. First question he asked, he knew I would answer what he wanted to hear. And I did. And that was a huge mistake. I learned that what I wanted to do, I did, and here's why I do it.
So he called you out on the question?
Basically.
Do you remember the question?
He put up a drill that we did in practice, and he asked, how long were we doing this drill? And I said, well, we mirror the pass rusher four times back and forth. And he said, well, why don't you do it for 7 seconds? I don't know, I'll do it for 7 seconds. So 2 months later, we come back, he pulls up the drill, and I have the answer this time, just ask me. And he says, how long are you doing this? And I said, 7 seconds. And he said, did you ever think about four times? And so from that point on, I knew what he was telling me. Stand by what you believe.
You had a stint as an interim head coach, but you got a great taste of the enormity of the position and all that it entails beyond just working that sideline on Sundays.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought it just allowed me to be out more with communicating and pulling people together and to make one great idea.
With some of your young guys, these guys have a real opportunity here, don't they?
Stay tight and then sink a little bit once he gets outside. So listen, set, redirect, sink.
Kyle and Jordan Ransford.
Yeah, both those guys come in and are eager to play, and everybody's eager to play, but not everybody can. And they both have the skill set to do it. And the mind, they're smart, they're tough, and they're strong. And if you have those three things, you have a chance to have success as an offensive line.
The numbers that have been put up in other cities, in particular New Orleans, and even when you guys were with the Raiders and Mark Trestman, what's that feel like to score 500 points plus in a season?
Yeah, it feels like you're efficient. It feels like you're doing the job you're intending to do. It takes time to get an offense into that realm and get everybody thinking together and everybody to know everyone else's nuances. You know, hopefully we can just keep working here to get that to gel.
Runs everybody to the house. Touchdown! Touchdown Bears!
Good job, baby. Nice block, boy.